19 minutes after 4 here on Downtown. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning with you on the Pulse, WZON and the WZON app. Time to talk some baseball as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great, thanks. Although, as well as I'm doing, I could be better. I could be Chris Bryant. How about having yourself a night, young man?
That was unbelievable. I know there always has to be a few Debbie Downers in every situation, but I saw a few people replying to some of our tweets last night, like, it shouldn't even count. It's against the Reds. Like, I guess I missed all the other 3-home-run, 2-double games by individuals against the Reds this year, right? Considering this is the first time it's ever happened in the history of Major League Baseball. Like, come on, guys. This is something that should be celebrated by everybody, even if you hate the Cubs. It was a game against the Reds that you expect they're going to win anyway. This is a guy, he's only in his second year. I mean, he already has 21 home runs. He had 26 last year and one rookie of the year, but he already has 21 this year. We're not even halfway through the season. You've got just another young superstar to add to the mix that already had Trout, Harper, Machado, but you're looking at Xander Bogaerts, Bryant, just a ridiculous group of guys who are 23, 24 years old, or even younger.
Absolutely, and for the Cubs haters, or even some of the Cubs fans themselves, it's fascinating to me that a lot of the talk nationally seems not to be about the way the Cubs are playing, but how they're just going to be a follow-up to that Mariners team that won 116 games and then didn't win the World Series. Why can't this Cubs team win the whole thing?
Oh, there's no reason they can't. That's a ridiculous fallacy to act like just because you choose a team at random. And it is at random because the Cubs are on pace to win like 105, 106 games right now. There's plenty of teams that won that many games in the regular season that won the World Series. To go to that and say just because that happened, that means in 2001, that means the 2016 Cubs are going to somehow fail in the postseason. That one thing doesn't really have anything to do with the other. Now, they still might fail in the postseason, but if they do, it's not going to have anything at all to do with the 2001 Mariners. It's going to have to do with just getting outplayed in a series. It's not going to have anything to do with the curse. It's just that's how postseason baseball goes. It's really hard to win the World Series. It's really hard to win that many series in a row. And sometimes the best teams don't always win. You look at just going back 2 years ago, the Giants were the second in a wild card. And they ended up going all the way, and they faced another wild card in the World Series in the Royals. So on the other hand, sometimes you get the 2013 series where it was the two best teams. So it'll be interesting to see how we get there. But the Cubs right now have every ingredient necessary. Although I will say they can use some bullpen help. But other than that, they have everything that they need to win the World Series.
The most fascinating team to watch right now for me is the Mets. We were talking a little while ago with Steve Buckley of the Boston Herald about their great rotation that's doing such incredible things. But then there's all the other stuff. There's the signing of Jose Reyes, and you can certainly question that. There's Terry Collins going off on their PR guy last week and then apologizing for that. It's a beautiful hot mess in New York.
It is. And the thing about that was, to me, that was just funny that he got that mad about it. And the best part was when right after he said, oh, by the way, those center guards have to double look at, and then just darted out of the room like a scalded dog. That was funny, but it goes to how I think they're feeling it a little bit there. They have had a losing record since the beginning of May. Matt Harvey's having a terrible season. Jacob DeGrom's velocity has been down all year. Noah Syndergaard probably has as good a stuff as anybody in baseball, but now his velocity's down a little bit, and we found out he has a bone spur in his elbow. Now Steven Matz, they had to push a start from today or from Wednesday back to Thursday because he has a bone spur. They're going to try to pitch through it. Zach Wheeler's trying to come back from Tommy John surgery, but the offense is all over the place. David Wright's hurt. They had to send Conforto down to the minors. Lucas Duda's out for a long time. You're right. It is a big, big mess right now. I'll enjoy seeing it unfold just to see how it goes, but it's hard to see them looking as strong as they had in the playoffs as they did last year.
Well, the Red Sox got to experience it up close and personal over the weekend. This Texas team is playing great baseball, the best record right now in the American League. Are they the best team in the league?
Yeah, they're definitely the best team in the American League. After the Cubs just lost 6-7 before their explosion against the lowly Reds last night, I think I do power rankings every week. I was like, okay, I mean, I've had the Cubs at number one all year and haven't even thought about moving us down, but I think now's the time to put the Rangers number one. I know the Cubs still have a much better run differential, but they've also had an easier schedule. So the Rangers, their biggest issue has been filling out the rotation because they've had injuries in the rotation, but Hugh Darvish shouldn't be that much longer until he's back. And the bullpen has been an issue, but the bullpen's been much better of late, and their offense is just awesome. So I think it's one of those two teams. I'll say that. I know the Giants are right there in record, but I think they're at least a step back from the Cubs and Rangers, and I am perfectly fine with saying the Rangers are the best.
Matt, much ballyhooed pitching prospects come and go, but one of them's leaping straight from Double-A to the major leagues tonight, taking on the Mets for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, Lucas Giolito, first rounder. He might have been the top overall pick, but he had to have Tommy John surgery leading up to that draft, coming out of high school. Worked his way up. Great strikeout rate, incredible stuff. But he walked 34 guys in 71 innings in Double-A, and you worry about if he faces patient major league hitters who aren't as awestruck by his stuff, is he going to get himself in trouble working deep counts and walking too many guys? It's going to be fun to watch because, as I mentioned, the Mets offense is struggling mightily right now. And if he goes out and maybe has a couple of good innings, gets them under his belt, then the confidence starts to grow. Hey, maybe I have the long hair. It's going to be fun. He was a top five prospect by most outlets coming into the season. I don't think we want to say this is anything like when Steven Strasburg came up and they were calling it Strasmus, because he's not on that level. I mean, Strasburg was, you know, number one overall pick. He'd already been through college. Every single one of his minor league starts, there was hoopla surrounding it. So this isn't even close to that. But there should be some hype. There should be some national interest there.
We're talking with Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. The way the Red Sox are struggling, a lot of people here remembering the glory days of Tito Francona, and he's finding a way to do it again. The Indians are red hot, a 45-30, five-game lead in the Central, and outside of the Rangers, playing as well as anybody these days.
Absolutely, and the thing about them is they haven't even had like everything come together so far. Jason Kipnis is having a much worse season than last year. They have the Michael Brantley, who's arguably the best position player, injury. He's only managed like 10 games all year, and even in those 10 games, he was hurt. They lost Carlos Carrasco for about six starts, and he's having a great season. Kluber, you know, he threw a shutout a couple games ago, but other than that, hasn't been that great this year either. Let's say those things start to be put together. Man, watch out. And, you know, coming off that Cavs NBA championship, you start to think, Is 2016 just going to be all Cleveland? It's been an unbelievable year in that city.
Yeah, until Trump arrives, but that's for another day. Yeah. Let's talk about the Red Sox here. It has fallen apart quickly in Boston. Last night, Eduardo Rodriguez gave up 11 hits and 9 runs in less than 3 innings, immediately sent down to AAA. The rotation's a shambles. Other than Kimbrel, the back of the bullpen is getting roughed up, and they can't find a left fielder to last more than 2 weeks. The heat's up on John Farrell here in New England. What's the perception of this team outside of the Northeast?
Well, they are going through a rough stretch for sure, but the offense should still be there. I don't know what Farrell can do. He can't go out and pitch for the guys. You're looking at David Price with 4.68 ERA. Clay Buchholz completely falling apart. Rodriguez, similar to actually Luis Severino for the Yankees. You saw two guys coming in, kind of second-year guys got their feet wet in their first year, and you look for maybe a breakout season. Both have struggled mightily. I know Rodriguez had the injury and got a late start, but he's healthy now, and he's just getting knocked around. So maybe he needs to go back down just for a little bit. But, you know, Price should pitch better. And the strikeout rate's there, but he should start. The contact shouldn't be so hard when contact is made on him. The home run rate's way too high. Overall, I think they could use at least one starter and at least one bullpen arm in front of the trade deadline. The problem is it just doesn't seem like that many are going to be available from teams who are going to deal with them. The Yankees aren't going to give them any bullpen help. It's hard to see the Rays coughing up Odorizzi to the Red Sox, so you need to go elsewhere. Sonny Gray, maybe, but his ERA is in the fives right now, so maybe you buy low on him, but there will probably be, even though he's having a down season, there will be a lot of teams in on him if you want a piece of him. Past that, there just doesn't seem like there's going to be that much available. So you're trying to basically improve with what you have, and given the performance from the back end of the rotation, and some of the depth in the bullpen, that's not something that looks extremely encouraging right now.
Well, with two wild cards, it seems like there are a lot more teams that believe they're in the hunt than there are quality players available. Who's going to be the most sought-after guy at the deadline?
In terms of guys that are available right now, I'd say Jay Bruce, because the Brewers are still kind of hanging around. But when the Brewers do fall out of it, I think it's going to be Jonathan Lucroy. He's a rental catcher, and he's one of the few catchers that is actually very good defensively and great offensively. So you go out, that guy is an absolute game changer. And there aren't a lot of contenders who couldn't use an immediate upgrade at catcher. Like, you know, there's the Giants with Buster Posey. Okay, they're not going to look. But there's a lot of other teams who right now, you mentioned the Indians earlier, Yan Gomes is having a very down year. How much better would they look with a two-month Jonathan Lucroy rental? That would be unbelievable for them. And there's a lot of other teams you could throw in that mix. I mean, I would even say if you look at the Red Sox, why not? If that guy's available and you can go out and get him, maybe he'll just add that much more oomph to the offense. Maybe he works better with the pitching staff. You could go down the line and almost every team would take a look at Lucroy.
Great stuff. Hey, Matt, love talking baseball with you. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. We'll do it again before too long.
Okay, sounds good.